Country Club FM.
No chance for any interaction like Kazoo Name That Tune here this morning because it's Footloose and Sidekick free Monday morning, President's Day here on Bob FM. I think people are just observing President's Day, which is okay. It is a holiday. If you want to, if you choose to observe President's Day and say, I'm not coming in, not because you're sick or a kid is sick or something happened. If you were to say, yeah, my beliefs tell me that I need to observe President's Day. I'm not coming into work today. Can you get fired? Is that a fireable offense? It's President's Day. I need to be able to. You are infringing on my right to celebrate the holidays that I want to celebrate. This is President's Day, Monday, February 19th, 50th day of the year, 315 days left to go. This date, 1878. Pretty smart man, Thomas Alva Edison. He was the Wizard of Menlo Park. He received a patent for his gramophone, which we know better as a phonograph. 1878, reproduced voice and sounds and music. Phonograph, 1878. 1906. What do you think of cornflakes? Do you like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes? Well, this was the date that a guy by the name of Will Keith Kellogg, you know, we all know about Kellogg, but what about this other guy? Charles D. Bolin. He was the other half of the thing. He and Mr. Kellogg founded the Battle Creek Toasted Cornflake Company. Of course, it became known as Kellogg's. You know, their first order of business was to fast-track Mueslix to get that into the homes of Americans. 1906. 1913, this was an historic day in snacking. For the first time ever, a prize was inserted into a Cracker Jack box. You know, our peanuts and our corn, our popcorn, our candied caramel corn isn't hard enough and not already a choking hazard. Let's throw some plastic objects in there as well. I just tip it up, put it in your mouth. I need the Heimlich. Every Cracker Jack box came with on the side, or maybe even the inside, that was the secret prize. Instructions on how to perform the Heimlich. What were the best Cracker Jack box prizes? Well, every now and again, we get the little game with the little ball in there, and you try to get the ball into the little hole. Those are never made very well. I think the best ones, the ones that were the highest quality, were the temporary tattoos from Cracker Jack's. 1913, that's how gangs began. 1914, this date, four-year-old Charlotte Mae Pierstorf, mailed by... A four-year-old child was mailed on this date by train from Grangeville, Idaho, to her grandparents' house, 73 miles away. It's the most famous child in the post instance. That's what it's called. They actually had these instances. They had to crack down on the children in the post. They were mailing, they were shipping children in the early 1900s. It was cheaper. 1945 this day. This was historic because 30,000, three and then four zeros, 30,000 U.S. Marines landed on Iwo Jima on this date. The U.S. assault on Iwo Jima, and of course, eventually they would raise the flag as well during World War II. 1964, we were well into Beatles mania. Beatle mania was running wild. It was going crazy, and in fact, it was so wild that the U.K. had to ship a half ton of Beatles wigs to the U.S. There was such a high demand on Beatles wigs. A half ton of them. I can say I never owned a Beatles wig. 1964, it's the old mop top. 1968, the childhood of so many young kids, their TV experience changed on this date forever.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Speedy delivery.
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
Speedy delivery for you. Oh. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Sign here, Mr. Rogers, if you will. Please sign right there.
It was the first ever episode of Mr. Rogers. Speedy McFeely was there. Mr. Rogers was there. The Puppets, X the Owl, King Friday, 1968. Proud to say that I grew up watching Mr. Rogers. And another one of my claims to fame is that I think I stayed in the exact same room that the guy who played Mr. McFeely And I can't remember his real name, but he stayed in a hotel in Pine City. I stayed in that hotel. It might have been the exact room that Speedy McFeely stayed in at a hotel right off of Old 61 there in Pine City. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuts this date, 1968. 1985, William Schrader became the first artificial heart patient to leave the confines of the hospital. Again, he had been given a Jarvik 7. The Jarvik 7 artificial heart. William Schrader able to leave the hospital. He did not survive much past that, but still it was historic that the Jarvik 7 was working. Remember that the Jarvik 1 was an old water pump from a Chevy Monza. They had gotten quite advanced from the Jarvik 1 to the Jarvik 7. That was in 85. Also that very same date.
Jericho, just out and out raging. Jericho, Coca-Cola. Check it out and find out.
Cherry Coke was introduced. Canned, produced, in the bottle, in the can, Cherry Coke. Before, you could always get it at the soda fountain or at your favorite Woolworth or a local drug store where they've got the little soda counter, which, of course, is something from a bygone era. But I was excited. I remember having my first ever Cherry Coke. I don't think I ever had one before where they put the cherry syrup in it at wherever you might be. I think that was my first Cherry Coke. Well, that's pretty good. In fact, yesterday I just had a Cherry Coke Zero, which is similar to Diet Cherry Coke, 1985, Cherry Coke. Way to go, Coke. Good stuff. 1987, Yul Brynner.
I want to make that commercial that says simply, now that I'm gone, I tell you, don't smoke. Whatever you do, just don't smoke.
Yul Brynner, this was very controversial because they, now they're bringing back artists and actors and performers using holograms, so now we're in a different era. But back in the 80s, this was very controversial, where an anti-smoking TV ad aired featuring Yul Brynner, who had passed away like 2 years prior, a year and a half prior. Yul Brynner, the great actor, The King and I, and the whole thing. But Yul Brynner had lung cancer. He died, so people were offended that he was coming back beyond the grave to warn people the hazards of smoking, as you heard right there. Only on the Almanac. That's real Almanac audio. And 2005, this date, the USS Jimmy Carter was commissioned at Groton, Connecticut. It was the last of the Seawolf class of attack submarines. It's powered by peanut oil. 2005. Birthdays now. I'm really excited I get to do Gons But Not Forgottens today. That's always an honor. It's the one-man almanac today. Sorry for the boredom. I hear a lot of yawning. But how can you yawn when this great song from 1970 is playing? Smokey Robinson, his group was called The Miracles, The Tears of a Clown. He is 78. Football Hall of Famer, former Viking. He's one of the Vikings that played in all four of the Super Bowl losses. And at one time, he owned that golf course just off of 10 there in Elk River on the west side of town. Paul Krause is 76 today. Paul Krause, 81 interceptions in his career. He's still the all-time career leader in interceptions. Paul Krause, the former Viking. He started with the Redskins. Paul, 76. Happy birthday to Paul Krause. Paul Krause was great at playing center field. Just going out there, reading the quarterback. That's why he had 81 interceptions from 25 different quarterbacks. I don't think this guy ever picked off an NFL quarterback. But he had a couple of big hits. Lou Christie. This is Lightning Strikes. He's 75 today.
I want one baby on my mind.
Kind of did his little Sammy Davis Jr. impersonation there, didn't he? Two Faces Have I was another big hit for Lou Christie. Happy birthday to him. He's the big 75. Jeff Daniels, was he dumb or dumber? We're not sure. He was certainly dumb.
Huh. Expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing.
That John Denver is full of you-know-what. Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber. He's done a lot of serious acting as well. He is 63 today. Terms of Endearment, his name in that show was Flap. Remember that Flap? Terms of Endearment. Jeff Daniels is 63, one half of the Crook and Chase Country Countdown and TNN show. Lori Ann Crook, the lovelier half, we could say. Charlie Chase was the other side. Lori Ann Crook is 61 today. This guy gets paid a whole lot of money. Spent some time in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities a couple of weeks ago. Roger Goodell, do we really know what he does? He gets paid millions as the commissioner of the National Football League. He is 59 today. I forgot to cue up some Seal. What was that? It was a Tears of a Rose, Something of a Rose, a Moisture on a Rose, Love is a Rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Seal had something about a rose. He did that. That was from the Batman, remember? Kiss from a Rose. There we go. I knew I'd get it eventually. Seal is 55 today. Justine Bateman. Oh, what young boy didn't have a crush on Mallory Keaton?
Right, one dance. Two dances, one slow.
Mallory?
I'd almost rather die than do this.
Sounds like a yes to me, Skip.
Alex P. Keaton, Michael J. Fox, absolutely genius. And playing his sister, Justine Bateman, Jason Bateman's sister. Justine Bateman is 52 today. Benicio del Toro, he's the collector in the various Marvel movies in the Marvel Universe. I don't know if he appears in the Black Panther. He very well could. I think he's going to probably appear somewhere in the future. Unless they, did they kill him off? I can't remember. Benicio del Toro, he is 51. And he's currently playing Bruce Wayne. He's a young man. He's 17 years old on the show Gotham.
Bruce. My name is Bruce Wayne.
His name is Bruce Wayne. He's not Batman yet. He's David Mazouz, and he's 17 today. Let's move on to Gons But Not Forgottens today. Who doesn't look up to this guy? Polish astronomer. He knew what he was talking about because there were people during his time saying that the Earth was the center of the universe. And Nicholas Copernicus looked at the various pieces of evidence, things that were going on, the rules and laws of physics. And he goes, you know what? No. No, the sun is the center of our universe. And he was partially right. It was the center of our solar system, but not the universe. But Copernicus was on to something. He was on the right path. 1473 for the great Copernicus. Happy birthday today to the man who gave us Heckle and Jekyll.
I say, old boy, how about a lift?
That's real nice of you, chum. Thanks.
Heckle and Jekyll, they're the two crows always getting into trouble. Heckle and Jekyll, and of course, also he did Mighty Mouse. Cartoonist Paul Terry is gone but not forgotten today, born on the state 1887. Eddie R. Carroll, it's inevitably between Willie Shoemaker and Eddie R. Carroll. Anytime you're playing Trivial Pursuit and the question is about a horse racing jockey, go with either Eddie R. Carroll or Willie Shoemaker. Eddie R. Carroll, 1916, this date. How about Lee Marvin? He was great in the Dirty Dozen.
So you want to stink, huh? And maybe ish too? Well, that's okay with me because I don't have to smell you. All right, Sergeant, there will be no further issue of shaving equipment or the use of soap. And there will be no more hot meals. Just K-ration.
Ooh, that's not good. Now, the good thing for Telly Savalas, he was, as you know, he was naturally hairless. So as far as the whole shaving boycott in the Magnificent, the Dirty Dozen, almost the Magnificent Seven, the Dirty Dozen didn't matter for Telly Savalas because he was naturally hairless. And that's Lee Marvin. He also won an Oscar in his role in Cat Ballou. Lee Marvin, 1924 here this date. Bobby Rogers, who is a member of the group Miracles, shared a birthday with Smokey Robinson, born on the state 1940. Political activist Karen Silkwood, she was killed on her way to provide evidence of misdoings at the nuclear power plant that she worked at. And, of course, her case was turned into a movie. Karen Silkwood, born on the state 1946.
And I'm going to step in that battle royal. You know it's going to end up the giant Hogan and Stud. And out of the three giants of wrestling today, only Stud will walk out with that trophy.
He's Big John Stud. That's the giant John Stud. He had quite a feud going back and forth with Andre the Giant. He wasn't quite Andre's size. He was 6'10", 360. Big John Stud, born on the state 1948. He died in the mid-90s from Hodgkin's disease. for Big John Studd. One more. Speaking Germans, I have no clue. I understood that. He is Austrian singer, performer, Falco. Rock Me Amadeus was a big mid-80s anthem. And Falco, gone but not forgotten. Falco, born on this day, 1957. That's it for the Almanac today. We did our best. Now Kenny Rogers. Good morning, everyone.
On a warm summer's evening.